Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 14th, and I am reading from the New International Version. And you may notice that I have a little bit of a gruffy voice today. It has been such an exciting time here at Mountain Brook Baptist as we've been doing Vacation Bible School, and I have done the Bible study every day with five different groups, so my voice is a little bit shot, but it is also worth it. They have been wonderful participants in worship, and just continue to pray for them as they grow in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the podcast, I'll have just a few clips from different kids and why they are excited about VBS. But we start our reading today with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 34. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, He appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead. But He did not raise Him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when He comes, those who belong to Him. Then the end will come, when He hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after He has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For He must reign until He has put all His enemies under His feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for He has put everything under His feet. Now when it says that everything has been put under Him, it is clear that this does not include God Himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. Now, if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized for them? And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I face death every day. Yes, just as surely as I boast about you in Christ Jesus our Lord. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus with no more than human hopes, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 59. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a miktam. When Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me? Fierce men conspire against me. For no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to my help, look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths? The words from their lips are sharp as swords, and they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down for the sins of their mouths and for the words of their lips. Let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in your wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. God, you are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. And now let us turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we are reading the final chapter in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred, then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. Their collected sayings are firmly embedded nails, given by a shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we conclude the book of Ecclesiastes, let us not miss the final point. Fear God and keep His commandments. And so as we close, I just have a recording of a few of the voices of the children who came to Vacation Bible School yesterday. I asked them what they were looking forward to at VBS, what they liked about VBS. And as you hear their voices, just pray for them that they would come to know and experience the hope and the salvation of Jesus Christ. If you want to say something you're excited about VBS into this microphone, you can do so on the way out, okay?
Say something. Thanks for doing this today.
Wait, you're supposed to say it, not at that.
Probably, I don't know, maybe learning about God.
Mostly I'm excited about the candy, kind of, but the games are fun also.
Okay, anybody else?
Learning about the Bible.
Awesome, come on.
I'm excited for everything.
Everything, anybody else want to do it? Come on, Grace.
Snacks and games.
Snacks and games.
Yep. Games and singing.
I'm just excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here because we can do lots of fun stuff and help each other while we do it as well.
Love it. Webb, what are you excited about for Vacation Bible School?
I'm excited about doing the songs with Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, Mr. Kelly's awesome, isn't he?
I'm excited to see all my friends.
Yeah, me too. All right, come on, please.
It's my first time.
I'm excited to learn about Jesus and have fun while we're doing it.
All right. Okay, everybody, you get extra points if you remember my name. What is it?
Mary!
So on the count three, we're going to say, we love VBS, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
We love VBS!